I'll repeat the question. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would go into fits of ecstasy.
Yeah.
So when that happened, how was it that he was not seen as a eccentric or a, or we could say a lunatic sort of person? So it won't be offensive, but yeah, that's what you're driving at. How was he seen as a, as the Lord? Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not very widely recognized even during his times as the Lord, because he came with a specific mission. He's the Channa avatar. Channa means hidden incarnation. So he's God who has come to teach us how to practice bhakti by taking on the role of a bhakta. So mostly in India also, people know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a great saint. So yes, there are many people, when he interacted with them, he performed miracles, and just by his intellectual potency, his spiritual potency, and of course there are scriptural verses describing about his divinity also, people came to know about him as God, but not many. The primary focus was not on his identity, the primary focus was on his gifts. The gift was that he was giving the holy name to everyone. And seeing the munificence with which he was giving the gift, many people recognized that he must be God, or he must be some very great person. But during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, by his own choice, that the focus was not on his divinity. Now, as far as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not being considered, he exhibited what is called divine madness. So the divine madness can also be easily seen as ordinary madness. So now, if we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his primary interactions were in a culture that was pious, that was religious. And the bhakti movement, if you see historically speaking, scripturally speaking, bhakti is the essence of the scriptures. But there are, things go through phases in history. So, around after Kali Yuga started, the bhakti teaching of the scriptures was relegated. And the karma aspect came up a lot. That's why people are performing rituals like animal sacrifice. And after that, especially when Buddhism and Jainism came, that was the time also the Upanishads became more prominent, because both these religions are world rejecting. And then the Brahmana said, if you want to reject the world, that is also talked about in our own scriptures. So when Buddhism and Jainism started spreading, at that time, the Upanishads became more prominent within the Vedic tradition also. And then by the 11th century, by the 10th, 11th century, the bhakti started becoming prominent. Because ultimately the Upanishads, they are very dry. And people in general cannot practice it. So Ramanujacharya is like, even before him there are many saints, but Ramanujacharya in the 11th century was the most prominent saint. He was a systematizer of bhakti theology. And after him, many other saints came. So by the time in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in 15th, 16th century, 15th century roughly, bhakti was well known. And because there had been many bhakti saints, the understanding that there can be great souls who can go mad in love for God, that was understood among people. So of course, for example, there is a story when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first comes into the Jagannath Puri temple after taking sannyas. He just charges into temple and he sees Jagannath and he's so ecstatic. He runs forward to embrace Jagannath. And the guards, when they see, they're alarmed. If somebody just goes in and tries to embrace the deities, people will be, here also will be alarmed. So they are about to sort of discipline him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself faints in ecstasy. And when he faints in ecstasy, the guards, they are not able to, what is happening over here? But there, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya comes. He's a sannyasi, don't do anything, stop. And then he comes close to him and he examines him. And because he's a learned person, he sees, when a person ordinarily faints because of exhaustion or sickness, there are certain symptoms. But when a person is in divine ecstasy, there are certain different kinds of symptoms. So he, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, knows about those symptoms. And based on those symptoms, he says, he's a great saint. There are various states of ecstasy. There is Pradipta, Sudipta, Pradipta, there are various states. So his consciousness is inflamed with spiritual ecstasy. He must be a very great saint. So common people also had some understanding, but there were learned people also knew about the advanced stages of love of God. So because of that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasy was not seen as ordinary madness. It was understood to be divine madness. Now, there are some scholars of religion who try to reduce the transcendental down to the material. So, they do sometimes say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had some sort of they say neural breakdown. Whatever that means. And they say that's why he was a scholar before, and especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was in Jagannath Puri. No, he had some scholarly dialogues, but afterwards he completely transcended scholarship and he was just in ecstasy. And so they said that he because of his breakdown or whatever, he couldn't continue scholarship. But actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is not that he became, normally when a person has a mental breakdown, then they become incoherent. That is, there is a scholarly level and there is an incoherent level. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't go down to this level, he rose to this level. Because even at that time, he composed Shikshashtakam. Even at that time, so Shikshashtakam is a profound, small work, but still it's a profound work. So it was not that he broke down mentally, he had transcended the intellect. And sometimes in ecstasy, he expressed and exalted devotional emotions also. So because he was in the devotional culture, he was not seen as mad in the ordinary sense. It was understood that his madness was divine. It was because of his exalted spiritual consciousness that he was becoming mad. Like, in fact, many of the people, when they came and saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in the Rath Yatra, that was when they were captivated. Such beauty, such ecstasy, such charisma. They were completely mesmerized by him by that. Did that answer your question?
So, but then even then,